discussing the Gemara Daf Zayin. Maklokes Bishul Beisham regarding the shear of Chametz Pesach, not when it comes to Sirachiva, but rather when it comes to Bayim by Matzah. In the Chiddush of Beishamai, that there's a difference in Chametz as opposed to Sekar, and the shear of Chametz is not a Kazayis, but rather it's a larger shear, a Koseves. And the great Chiddush according to Beishamai, apparently that we don't necessarily assume that the Isser Bayram by Matzah is a function of the Isser Achila. If you eat the Kazayis of Chametz and Pesach, you're Chayiv Kares, even though that's insufficient to violate the Isser Bayram by Matzah. Clearly that's an independent Isser aside from the fact that Shema Yavuli Dei Achila. Rashi, the Gemara points out that Koseves is of course a familiar shear. It's not only relevant when it comes to the Sheet of Beishamai, but once you assume that you're notching up from a Kazayis, so therefore the candidate, as Rashi points out, would be a Koseves. And where indeed do you see this is true? Well, when it comes to this Rachila on Yom HaKippurim, that's a Mishnah, Yuman Daf Ayin Gimel Amadeis, clearly Achilas for Binyan Yom Kippur. If you do so, it's a Chiyuv Kares, and the Shear is not a Kazayis, the Shear is a Koseves, a Koseves. It's unusual. Achila b'chala Torah kula is always a Kazayis, not true when it comes to Achila on Yom HaKippurim. Why exactly is that true? Why is it that Yom Kippur is different? Well, Gemara a little bit later in Yuman Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and that is, whenever you find the term Achila, Achila always means that which is a Kazayis, that's clear. Whether it's a mitzvah Achila, whether it's an Isser Achila, you know, the Rosh raises in the Sugya in Arvi Psachim that is it necessary to eat a Kazayis for Marar? After all, that Mar B'Zmanah says only a Dinder Rabbanan. If it's only a Dinder Rabbanan, a Zeich L'Mikdash, maybe you don't require a Shear. So you know what the Rosh writes? Well, of course. You make a bracha of Al Achilas Maror. And Achila, by definition, of course, is a Kazayis. So it's obvious that not only Matzah Daraisa, but even Marad Rabbanan requires a Kazayis. That's what the word Achila means. I make a Shua Shalom Ochal. The Shir is a Kazayis. And stunning, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah never uses that term. The Torah just speaks about Inuyim. V'nisim es nafsho seichem. The Torah speaks about inui. Affliction is necessary. It doesn't mention achila. The Gemara says, how even do you know achila and shnia? The Gemara says, because vavati es nefesh ahi. What is an inui sheyesh bo avedas nefesh? What type of inui is it that's going to result in a loss of life? You don't wear shoes, it's not going to be fatal. But you don't eat, you don't drink. That's inu sheish b'avedas nefesh. So stunning that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Hagdara is inui. The Torah doesn't mention the words achila, but obviously that refraining from achila is a form of inui. Oh, so the Gemara says, and the testament of Yuma, something which is a very, very great, a stunning Chiddush. If the Torah returned the word achila, I understand that means a kazayis, but the Torah doesn't. The Torah speaks about inui. And the flip side, the Isser on Yom Kippur, is to break that inui, to revitalize yourself, to replenish. What exactly is that shear? What exactly is that shear? Why should the shear be achila b'chala tarakula? Here it's heder inui, the opposite of inui. The Gemara says, kim lehu l'rabbanan d'lehachi miyasvedat. The Chachamim established it. You know what? That is the shear. When a person will have this amount, you know what? That is sufficient that no longer is it considered to be the nisim es nafsho seichem. And therefore, the shir, daraisa, kares, chatos, is a koseva sagasa. Wow, a koseva sagasa. So something which is stunning, the shir is different than Yom Kippur, because the Torah doesn't use the word achila. That this isn't our sugya right now, but you could take a look, the Shagasari and Simon Ayinvav at length. Okay, the Gemara says the shir in Yom Kippur is different. But could one even go a step further and argue as follows? It's not just that the shear is different. The whole nature of the Isser is different. The whole nature of the Isser is different. Whereas when it comes to other cases in the Torah, it's a Maisa Achila, a Mitzvah Achila, an Isser Achila. Here it's not the Maisa Achila, but rather it is the
Yisuv Hadas. It's the Yisuv Hadas. What happens? Achila has many different dinim, no? A person has to eat something kederach achila. If you don't eat it kederach achila, that's not called achila. Is there a ptur in Yom Kippur of shlo kederach achilasa? Shlo kederach achilasa. Because after all, what the pasuk is emphasizing is the effect of the eating, not necessarily the act of eating. That's that din in Shagasari. In Simon Ayin Vav, is there a ptur midaraisa of shlo kederach achila when it comes to cases of Yom Kippur? Is it so obvious if you eat something that's not Raila Achila that a person will be absolutely putter in all cases on Yom Kippur? Because maybe you'll eat something that typically is not eaten, but you know what? A person is going to feel, to some extent, nourished or revitalized. You know, maybe the stomach will ache a little bit, but you know what? This isn't the typical Derech Achila. Derech Achila. Well, I'll tell you a great Chiddush, Yerushalmi, it'll be relevant for today. Yerushalmi, there's Yerushalmi in Trumos, in Perek Vav Halacha Hey. You know what the Yerushalmi writes? You started to see a little bit about Chatzi Shir, whether Chatzi Shir is Aser, Chatzi Shir is Mutter, we discussed that now. Yumadav, Hayindal, Amar Aleph. Reish Lakish Shita, is that Chatzi Shir is Mutter Manat Torah? No? That's like Rabbi Yochanan. But Reish Lakish's shita is chatzi shir, is mutter min haTorah. Why exactly is that true? Because Reish Lakish says, achila amar achmana v'leka. The Torah says, eat. Eat means a kazayis. So less than a kazayis is not included in that iser. So you know what? Yerushalmi writes such a chiddush that even Reish Lakish would agree that chatzi shir is forbidden min haTorah in Yom Kippur. Ooh, you hear such a thing? Wow. Yeah. Reish Lakish would agree that Chatzi Shir is Asa Darais on Yom Kippur. Because the reason Chatzi Shir is Mutter is because Achila Amrach Manavaleka. And here the Torah doesn't say Achila. It's Yisuv Hadas. So you know what? You reach a certain point, you're fully... somehow you're... All of a sudden you recapture your energy, you eat a certain... And less than that is nothing. Less than that is nothing. It's all or nothing. All or nothing. Wow, such a Chiddush. That Reish Lakish agrees that Chatzi Shir is Asa Matran Yom Kippur. And guess what? That's Mefurish against the Bavli. That very sugya that you saw, the whole Machlokas Chatzi Shir, Mutter Asa Yom Kippur. What's the context of that Machlokas? No? Yom Kippur. And Gimel Beis Nyuma, and Dav Amar Aleph. Mefurish in Bavli, that Reish Lakish Shita applies even to Yom Kippur. And Mefurish in Yerushalmi, it doesn't. But those are like heavy issues. So Yom Kippur is very different. Clearly the shir is different, everyone agrees, less mandapale, but maybe something even more significant, that you know what, the whole nature of the isser is different. The isser is considered to be a sukedas. See here, you know what, we have to establish, how much do you have to eat in order to shatter the inui? How much do you have to eat in order to get to a point that, you know what, I'm no longer faint, I'm no longer in a mindset and a physical situation of distress. Oh, so the Chachamim said, you know what? That's a larger shear. Because I just won't do it. The shear is a kosedas. The shear is a kosedas. Wow. If I just had that Gemara, you know, Yom Dafayin test, I would tell you something a little bit unusual. And that is that the shear of kosedas on Yom Kippur is fundamentally different than other shiurim. If I were to ask you that, what is the shear of whatever it is, now, what is the shear of Nevela? What is the shear of Malacha and Shabbos? You know what? I'm going to tell you the answer. Oh, Nevela, you know what? The shear is a Kazayis. And many Malachas and Shabbos, the shear is a Kagrogres. How indeed do you know that that's true? You know what I'll tell you? How do you know that's true? Erev and Daftalid, Sukkadavav, Hilchasanin. Halacha Moshe Misina. How do you know that the shir is a shir of Kosevis when it comes to Yom Kippur? Is the answer the same? Hilchasanin. Shiurim or Hilchasanin. Or maybe I'll argue, no, not really. Here the Torah says, Vinis mes nafsho sechem. And therefore, I have a mahalach. How much do you have to eat in order to argue that, you know what? You're no longer in that state of inu. You know, we have to draw the line someplace. Is that halacha Moshe Sinai? Or is that a very, very different type of shear entirely? That type of shear, I would say, you know what? That's a shear that maybe is a function, let me use the word svara, of svara. Or maybe use the word, maybe that is a pragmatic shear. Maybe that's a utilitarian shear. When you understand the nature of the iser, so you'll understand what the shear in fact would be. You know what? If somebody were to say to me, the shear of achila is an ounce. Okay, maybe the shear is an ounce. That's wrong. No, the shear is not an ounce. You know? Okay. You know what? I say it's a half an ounce. No, it's not a half an ounce. Okay. You know what? If someone were to say the shear on Yom Kippur is a half an ounce, you know what I would say? That's impossible. Because if you eat a half an ounce of something, you know what? You're not going to counter the inui. There's a compelling element of svara in the shear of Yom Kippur that may not be true when it comes to other shiurim, where it's considered to be that which is ilchasa. And maybe that could lead someone to argue that Yom Kippur is a very different type of shiur. And all of a sudden you come across a Rashi in Shas, right? Where Rashi writes, realize the shiur on Yom Kippur is a different type of shiur. And why is it a different type of shear? Rashi writes, well, take a look. Yuma ayintes, yisuveidata. And all of a sudden, Rashi writes, inami, shear in halacha l'moshe v'sinai. But realize what a chiddush is that inami that Rashi writes. You know what? This is also hilchos. This is also halacha l'moshe v'sinai. And here you have the two possibilities in Rashi when it comes to achin Yom Kippur. What is the basis of the shear? Is it similar to Shiur Mefala Torah Kula, where I would say Hilchasa? Would I argue that no, the Shiur of Yom Kippur is something which is quite different. And here, I would backtrack and begin as follows. When you look at the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Aleph, and when you look at that Sugya, Erev and Daf Dalet, Sukkah Daf Vav, there the Gemara, just absolutely incredible, is Doresh the Pasuk regarding Berchas HaMazon, Parshas Eiket. No. The Torah tells us, you eat these? Oh, V'achalta V'savata. V'rachta L'Hashem Elokecha. Good. What are these? Oh, the Torah tells us the following. Chita, Sa'ora, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, Zeishemen, Devash. Whoa. Okay. What do we call the Shiva Saminim? Is there any additional chiddush of the pasuk aside from the fact that when you eat these, you're chayim? I understand. But is there any additional chiddush to the choices that the Torah tells us? Or even to the sequence of the meaning? So the Gemara says something incredible. You know what? Ooh, Rabbi Yosef, Bitim Rabbi Yitzchak. But you know what? The order is really critical. The kol hamuktam b'pasuk hazeh muktam l'bracha. The seder is really critical, because the seder that the Torah presents, the Shiva Saminim, you know what? That will be koveya the seder habrachas. And the Gemara goes through and exactly tells you, what is the seder habrachas? First is chitin, no? After all, chita, followed by sora. Kedim in brachas. The Gemara says the following. That's against the sheet of Rabbi Chanan. What exactly is that? Because Rabbi Chanan says the following, that you know what? That kol ha-pasuk kulo l'shiurim nema. Each one of these terms in Chumash represents a shiur. Wow. So chitin, what shiur is represented in chitin? The Gemara says, we know when it comes to achila and other cases as well, there's a shear which is called kedei achilas pras. You know what? The shear of tol kedei achilas pras is eating a pras of chitin. That's the window of time to eat that amount of chitin. So chita is the reference to the zman of kedei achilas pras. Wow. What about saorim? So Rav Chanan says the following. Sa'orin is etzim kisa'or. If you have a bone, which is the size of a sa'orah, it's metame tumas magen masa, and it's not metame ba'od. Well, the shir revias. Oh, revias, for example, revias yayin of anazir. Well, te'ena. Te'ena is a kagrogres. That's the shir of ochel on Shabbos. Rimon. Oh, rimon is a shir when it comes to tumentara. You have a kli is makabel tum. Let's assume, for example, you know what? This kli is no longer intact. There's a chip. There's a hole in the kli. At what point do you argue that the hole is considered to be so large that already now it's mafkia, the shame kli? You know, a person goes ahead and has a crack in a kli. I don't advise using it for liquid. Use it for a solid. No? It can still work as a kli. Let's assume, for example, the kli has a hole. How large does the hole have to be that we argue, you know what? At this point in time, it loses its status of kli. Oh, so the Gemara says when it comes to certain kalim, after all, klei balabatim, shirim, kirimonim. If the size of the crack is the size of a rimon, in such a case, it's mafkia, the shem kli. It no longer has a shem kli when it comes to tumintar. And what about zayis, which is mentioned in the pasuk? Ooh, that's zayis. Zayis is the shir of kazayis. And dvash, dvash is the shir of kosevis when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. So pretty incredible that pasuk Rav Chanan says is a reference to seven different shiurim. Oh, so Rabbi Yosef had a different mahalach, no? Seder Kadima. Rav Chanan said, no, it's telling you the shiurim, So the Gemara says, V'idach, why didn't Rabbi Yosef understand the pasuk Rabbi Chanan? That the seven minim are talking about seven different shiurim. Because after all, hani shiurim, behedya miksivim. Does the pasuk mention, right? Said to you, sounds like chidushim. Does the pasuk mention all these shiurim? That's really not the poshup shat of the pasuk. That's like a fantastic drasha. That's not poshup shat in the pasuk. After all, hani shiurim, behedya miksivim. Rather what? Ooh. What's the next line of the Gemara? So the Gemara Brachos that Mem Aleph is Ella Midrabanan Ukra Asmachta Ba'am. Ella Midrabanan Ukra Asmachta Ba'am. That's Rosh Rabbi Chanan. Midrabanan Ukra Asmachta Ba'am. Wow. You have a parallel sugya. Erev and Daf Dalet. Sukha Daf Av. And you know what the Gemara answers? No. That Hilchasaninu Vasmachin Rabbanan Akra. Wow. These shiurim, the Gemara Brachos uses the phrase Derabanan, Dekra Asmach Debalma. The parallel Sugin Erev, the Nafsukka says, those shiurim Hilchasaninu Vasmachin Rabbanan Akra. Interesting. So the Gemara lists off shiurim. Wow. And the Gemara Brachos uses the term derabanan, and the Gemara Nevin uses the term hilchasa. Interesting, no? So the Gemara lists the very same shiurim, the shiurim b'chol Torah kula. Derabanan, hilchasa. Wow. If you take a look in the Tosos HaRash, and that's Sugyan Brachos and that Mem Aleph, the Tosos HaRash writes, no, you know what the real gears in the Gemara Brachos is? Not Rabbanan, but Hilchasanim, Halacha Moshe Misinai, as you find in Sukkah, as you find in Erevin. Here, not Rabbanan, now that Hilchasanim, Shiurim are Halacha Moshe Misinai. But it is fascinating that the Gemara Brachos uses the term Rabbanan. The Gemara in Sukkah and Erevin uses the term Hilchas, Halacha Moshe Misina. Okay. So I would segue this simply as the following. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua and that Sugya, and Brachos and Daf Mem Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua writes the following, that you know what? Both of those Sugyos, you know? Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Both of those sugyas are true. Because the Pnei Yeshua writes the following, you know what? There's certain shiurim that are hilchos. And there are other shiurim that the Gemara will call Darabanan. Not Darabanan as opposed to Arais. Meaning, the Chachamim understood the Hagdara, and they plugged in and they established that this is the Hagdara. This is the Hagdara. For example, the Pnei Yeshua writes, what is the Shir of Rima? Now, Klei Balabatim Shirim Krimonim. That's a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's a halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. You know what? Ask your mothers. No, you know, you have a kli in the kitchen and the kli is broken. At what point would you throw it out? No? Or at what point would you say, I can no longer use it for this, but you know what? I'll use it for that. Clearly, there will come a point where the break is so significant that, you know what? Done. No? Done. So the Chachamim established that, you know what? That shir is kirima. That's halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. In other words, it could have been a number of things, but Hilchasa, the halacha established this way. That is something that the language that the Pnei Yeshua writes is Talya Besara. Talya Besara. That's so reasonable that indeed should be. And there are other shiurim that I would say is Hilchasa Belitam. It's not a stira that the very same sugya, when it's dealing with Shiurei Torah, can sometimes refer to it as Hilchasa, and sometimes can say the Chachamim established, because Enochinami, perhaps it depends on the shiur. There are certain shiurim that are Hilchasa, and there are certain shiurim that are very, very simply a natural outgrowth, a function of the Hagdara. And therefore, it is not at all a stira to indeed assume that that is the case. And here, no doubt, it opens up an entire world that when you have a particular shiur, is that something that is rooted in its Hagdara, or is that the shiur which is halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. So one could distinguish maybe this and this. Now, fascinating. Rashi Beis and Zayin Beis. The Shir of Koseves and Yom HaKippurim. Is that a function of Yisuvei Das? Or is that Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai? The 2 days that you have in Rashi, in our sugya. So I would add simply the following. We're going to see Mirtz Hashem, the sugya Daf Yudalit of Borer. That's Boran Yontif. The Sugya Boran Shabbos, right? The Shabbos that Ayin Dalad Amal. Ayin Dalad Amal. When we do the Sugya Borer, you know, it's going to start with a very cryptic brisa, where the brisa says, sometimes Borer is Aser, and sometimes Borer is Mutter. No? That's the brisa. Now, sometimes Lo Yivrar, in Vim Birr Chayiv Chata, sometimes don't you dare. And if you do so, you're chayiv skila karis chatos, and sometimes borer is mutar lechatchila. Well, and guess what? You look at the brisa is not that explicit as to when is borer mutar and when is borer asa. Guess what? That sugya in Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet is going to have 5 different biurim of the brisa, right? You know 3 of them, no? Even if you didn't learn the Gemara, no? Ayin Dalet, but hopefully you know 3 terutzim of the Gemara, no? When is Bar Mutter? When is Bar Aser? Oh, it depends on Olcha versus Psoles, or it depends on Alta versus Charzman, or it depends on Biyad versus Kli. Those are 3 alternative Biurim of the Raisa. When it's Mutter, when it's Aser, and guess what? We're Binachananel. We accept all 3 of those Lahalacha. Oh, so that's what you know, Shin Yates. No? In order to separate or sort on Shabbos, you have to meet 3 requirements. No? Those are 3 out of the 5 Terutzim of the Gemara. That Rabbi Nachman Lantosis writes that we accept lalacha. Sometimes Bor is also, sometimes Bor indeed is mutter. Rav Chista suggests the following. Rav Chista is not one of the 3. Rav Chista is, right, one of the other 2. You know what? It depends. Bor va'olcha, when is it mutter? If it's pachos mikashir. And when is Bor chayiv chatos? If you do so bikashir. If your borer a shir, a kagrogres, you know what? Then you're chayiv misa. If it's pachos mikashir, it's mutter. Wow. That was Reb Chista's biur. It all depends on the amount. It all depends on the amount. Wow. So immediately the Gemara jumps. No? Maskeh Rabbi Yossi. Really? Really? On Shabbos, shir is asr, I understand. But pachos mikah shir is mutter. Pachos mikah shir is mutter. V'chi mutter lachos pachos mikah shir. Can you cook on Shabbos pachos mikah shir? As long as, let's say, the ochel is less than a shir of a kagrogres, you're allowed to cook that on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, chatzi shir is asr. How can you, Reb Chista, say that when the Braisa says it's mutter, it means as long as it's pachos mikah shir? Chatzi shir is not mutter. Not mutter on Shabbos. That's mafurish gemara. Chatzi shir is not mutter on Shabbos. What does not mutter mean on Shabbos? What does not mutter mean? A little bit unclear. A little bit unclear. Rashi writes, oh, that's the Rashi we discussed last week. Shabbos ayin dada mar aleph. It's nisa daraisa. Because chatzi shir is asa min atar. Chatzi shir is asa min atar. If you take a look at the Rambam is almost mafurish against that. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudches, Halacha Chaf Gimel, Chatzi Shir Zasar on Shabbos, but it's only Nisid Rabbanan. The Gemara says it's not Mutter. What does not Mutter mean? Rashi says it's Nisid Araisa, Chatzi Shir. The Rambam, Poshim Shat, it's Nisid Rabbanan, but it's not Mutter. How can you rechist to say that Borer is Mutter? Chatzi Shir is not Mutter on Shabbos. Rashi Daraisa, the Rambam Darabanan. Okay, okay. What was Reb Chista thinking? All right, this we'll have to see when we do Daf Yedaleh. No? You know what Reb Chista was thinking? Reb Chista was not necessarily assuming that Chatzi Shir is Mutter on Shabbos. You know what Reb Chista was assuming? Chatzi Shir is Mutter when it comes to Borer. When it comes to Borer. Why would Borer be any different? Pash of Shad Reb Chista is assuming the following. You know what? There's something like unusual about Borer. Unusual about Borer. You know what? A person goes ahead, let's say, and eats. You take, right, a piece of fish. And all of a sudden you notice that, you know what? Ooh, there's a bone. There's a bone. Okay, so you don't know what to do. You turn to me. You know, okay. You have a bone in your mouth. You can't really speak. You can't do. So you know what I'm going to say? Okay. Just let it be. Let it be. Just don't do anything. Don't do anything. Ah, it's a 3-day yantif. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. See, bar on Shabbos, bar on yantif. Well, you're going to take out the psalis. You're going to take out the psalis. How are you going to take out the psalis? No, psalis mitachochlis, and it's a daraisa. You know what? So just let it be. Just let it be. Let it be. No. The Ramban writes, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You know what? Everyone agrees, maisa achila is mutter. Everyone agrees on Maisa Achila is Mutter. Everybody agrees that's true. Borer la'otzen is Aser. To harvest like a farmer harvests is Aser. Derech Achila certainly is Mutter. It's an absolute Derech Achila if you have a bone in your mouth to remove the bone. That's Mamish Derech Achila. That's Derech Achila. You eat something and there's a little bit of a pit, you spit it out. Oh, that's Psolos Mitovoka. That's Derech Achila. What may not be derech achila is taking out the psolus in advance. Oh, in advance. Maybe that's called derech borer. That's not called b'shas achila, the Ramban is mafurish. B'shas achila, of course that's mutter. Borer is aser and achila is mutter. I will tell you, that was the havmin Reb Chista. How do you distinguish between borer la'otzer, harvesting of a farmer, as opposed to ma'is achila? Oh, you know what? I can give you a lot of suggestions. Maybe one is it la'alter or la'achar zman? Ooh, ma'is achila is la'alter. La'achar zman is what a farmer does. He harvests. Oh, maybe I'll tell you another difference. You know what? Yad versus kli. Yad versus kli. When you're eating, you eat with your hand. A fork is like your hand. No, it's yad arichta damya. You don't bring out a strainer when you're eating. No? A farmer will use an apparatus. Oh. Or maybe when you're eating, typically you take the ochel. A farmer is going to remove the psolus. All of those cases, psolus, ochel, yad, kli, lachar, asma, all of that is, how do you distinguish between derech achila, which is mutter, and derech brei, which is considered to be asa. So that's exactly what Reb Chista thought as well. I'll give you another difference. You know, when you eat, typically speaking, you're dealing with pachos mikashir, small amounts. Small amounts, no? You take a bite of something, it's a small amount. When a farmer harvests, it's the largest of amounts, no? So therefore, Rav Chisda's view, not so unusual, was that if you want to distinguish between derech breira and derech achila, the quantity is absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. And interesting, we reject Rav Chisda. We assume that the kamus is not the difference between derech breira and derech achila. But it was a reasonable shita. It was a reasonable shita. And we assume, no, that's not true. Chatzi shir is aser, when it comes to Malachi Shabbos, and the following chiddush, that chatzi shir is aser, when it comes to Borer as well. Because one maybe could have thought, Borer should be different. Because Pachos Mikashir, by definition, is Derech Achila, that's not called Derech Breira. So the Gemara says that no. Chatzi shir is aser. In Rashi Shita, wow, it's an Issa Darais. Rashi Shita, that Chatzi Shir is forbidden min HaTorah. Forbidden min HaTorah. That's against what we talked about last week, no? The Chacham Tzvi, Peivav, Shagasari, Peyalev. That maybe that's true when it comes to a Mais Achila, but maybe it's not relevant when it comes to other areas. No, Rashi is Mefurish. Chatzi Shir is forbidden midaraisa even when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. Melech HaShabbos. Are there others who also agree with Rashi? So one of the things I mentioned on Makamos is Ahagos Ashri, no? You have to take a look yet? No? Soon. Zayin Yud Aleph. Perek Zayin Kol Gadol Simin Yud Aleph. You know? The Mishnah says the following, you know what? That you're not allowed to go in to carry a kagrogres. And if you carry a kagrogres of Machal Adam, you're Chayiv. Skila. And that's not true if it's Pachos Mikashir. That's not true if it's Pachos Mikashir. So Agos Ashri writes the following. Oh, Dafka Kagrogres. If you carry a shear, you're going to be Chayiv. Avo Pachos, Ein Bo Chiyuv. But if it's Pachos Mikashir, you're not Chayiv. You're not Chayiv. However, Avo Mikol Makom, Osem in HaTorah, because Chatzi Shir is Osem in HaTorah. Whoa, the Agos Ashri is exactly as Rashi Shita. Exactly as Rashi Shita. Chatzi Shir is Asim and Hatam. That's Mefurish in Agos Ashri, no? Did you see that yet? You have a chance to see that, Agos Ashri? Let me tell you a difficulty. Maybe just a technical kash on Agos Ashri. The Mishnah that Agos Ashri is commenting on is a Mishnah in Shabbos and that Ayin Vav Menachem. The Mishnah tells us the following. What exactly is the Shir of Hotza? What is the Shir of Hotza? So you know what the Mishnah says? Unusual, no? It depends. It depends what you're carrying. Whoa. There isn't this one Shir for Hotza. It all depends on what you're carrying, what you're carrying. And the Mishnah gives you six examples. Six examples, no? Are you carrying Tevin? Are you carrying Eitzah? Are you carrying Amir? Are you carrying Esavim? Are you carrying Shum? Are you carrying Bitzalim? Lachim, Yaveshim? No? The Mishnah gives you six examples. And all different shiurim. Wow. One of them happens to be a kagrogres. One of them happens to be a kagrogres. If you're going ahead and carrying alei shum or alei bitzalim that are moist, and that's what people normally eat, the shear is a kagrogres. Okay. You know, that's one of six examples of the shear. No? So if I was commenting on that Mishnah, you know what I would have said? That all the six shiurim of the Mishnah, you know what? All of that is only to trigger a chiyuv Sila, Chatas, Kares, Aval Pachos, Ein Bochiyu. But nonetheless, Chatzi Shir, Zasana Torah. So see, I'll tell you some of the troubles with the Hagos Hashem. Hagos Hashem writes the following. Davka Vika Grogris. Aval Pachos, Ein Bochiyu, because Chatzi Shir, Zasana Torah. Why is Hagos Hashem picking on Kegrogris? No? The Mishnah gave six examples. And Hagos Hashem writes, I want you to know, in one of them, Chatzi Shir Zasim in HaTorah. Is that a fair deal? In one of them, yes, in other five, no. Like, the Mishnah has six cases. If Hagos Hashem is just telling you, the broadest Kiddush, the Chatzi Shir Zasar, you know, he should have said something very similar. You know what? That Shiurei Hotsa, Hani Mili, L'chayev Aleihem. Avo pachos mekan, chatzi shir asen haTorah. Let's just say it the way that it is. Now, it's like fascinating that the Mishnah gives you a whole laundry list, and Hagos Hashem like singles out one case. That I think requires some. Okay, we'll get Rashi sheet. At least let's say in its face, the sheet of Hagos Hashem. Chatzishir is asmanatar, even on Shabbos. Bufurishin Hagos Hashem. So I'll tell you a problem. I'll tell you what I think is a major problem. We're learning Maseches Beitza, and this is Bufurish against the Tosefta in Maseches Beitza. This is Bufurish against the Tosefta. You take a look at the Tosefta, right in front of you, now. Beitza, Dalit Beis, Perek Dal Hacha Beis. You know what the Tosefta says? Ha'oreg Chut Echad. A person sows a single chut. Or Kosev, a person writes Osachas. A person writes a single letter. Ha'oreg Yishnei Chutim. Kosev Yishtei Osias. No? So if a person will do half of that, oreg chut echad, or kosev osachas, yeah, how do you finish the sentence? You know what the Tosefta says? Eina ela mishum shvus. That's only nisa drama. Whoa. The Tosefta is mafurish. The Chatzi Shir on Shabbos is a shvus. Chatzi Shir on Shabbos is a shvus. And Rashi is mafurish. Shabbos ayin dal the Chatzi Shir is asa minata. So Rashi, Hagos Hashem, mafurish against the Tosefta. Eina elani shum shvus does not mean that Chatzi Shir is asa minata. How can that possibly? So I guess what you're going to have to try to be mechadesh is, okay, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Rashi writes, it's clear from the Gemara that Chatzi Shir is asim in the Torah. That's Rashi understood, the Gemara Dafayin Dalet. And the Tosefta says, no, it's an Issa Dramana. So I guess you're going to have to, let's say the Rambam Shita. Chatzi Shir is only in Yisrael Rabbana. Yurches Chav Gimel. Great, no? Mufurish Tosefta. Chatzi Shir is in Yisrael Rabbana. According to Rashi, we're going to have to argue, there must be some teretz. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So, but what in the world? So what are the sometimes yes and sometimes no? How exactly is that going to work? So let me start with an obvious case, but this is a Meiri. The Meiri in Shabbos Daf Gimel Beis from Asl Yesh Lavan. That's an important yisah. You ever learned the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the first mission of Masechta Shabbos? No? Now, to be chayiv midaraisa pro tzav. You have to do an akira. You have to do a Shina Rishus and a Hanacha, no? Akira, Shina Rishus, Hanacha. Let's assume, for example, you know what, that I do an Akira. I do a Shina Rishus. But I don't do a Hanacha. I don't do Hanacha. I went ahead and I picked up the object, you know, and I crossed the threshold. But you know what? The Balabayis went ahead and took it from me. He did the Hanacha. He did the Hanacha. Guess what? That I am not Chayiv. I am not Chayiv. I didn't do the Akira Shinu Shus and the Hanacha. And even more than that, it's Mefurish, the Mishnah of the Gemara, that what I did is Mutar min HaTorah. What I did is Mutar min HaTorah. So this is a kash of the Meiri. I think you'll argue that, well, the answer is obvious. The answer is obvious, but the answer is an important Hagdara. The Meiri is Vada. Why isn't an Akira without a Hanacha forbidden min HaTorah because of Chatz Yishiyah? That's the Meiri's kash. That's the Meiri's kash. You did part of. Part of. So why isn't that called an Isra Chatz Yishiyah? So you're going to tell me the obvious answer, and that's what the Meiri writes. But there's a world of difference between a Chatz Yishiyah as opposed to a Chatz Malacha. That's what the Meiri writes. Chatz Yishiyah means the Malacha is fully intact. The Chisaron is just a Chisaron Shir. Oh, that I can argue Chatz Yishiyah is just a Torah. But if the Malacha is incomplete, the Malacha is incomplete. You only have half of a Malacha. Half of a Malacha in Akira without a Hanacha is not Chatz Yishiyah. No one is going to argue that that's forbidden in HaTorah. But that's a very important Hagdara, right? Chatz Yishiyah as opposed to Chatz Malacha. And I would say that's very mistaber. That's very mistaber, that difference. Okay, so now I have an approach. There's something which is called a Chatz Yishiyah. There's something which is called a Chatz Malacha. And a Chatz Yishiyah can be asam in HaTorah, but not a Chatz. Not a Chatz Malacha. Not a Chatz Malacha. And Akir without Hanacha, obviously. No, the Malacha is incomplete. The Malacha is incomplete. You know what's Nisa Daraisa? Mavra Daramas Bushus Arabi? Amanushus Arabi, I carry something 4 amas. Let's say a person carries something 2 out of the 4 amas. Maybe that's a little more subtle, no? Is that also called a Chatz Malacha? Or is that called a Chatz Yishiyah? Akir without Hanacha, I get it. No, I get it. You know? That's a Chatz Malacha, that's clear. And what about 2 out of 4 amas? Is that also a Chatz Malacha? Or would I argue that's a Chatz Yishiyah? We'll have to see. When you look at the Mishnah, in Shabbos Nachayim Gimel Aleph, the Mishnah tells you the Lamites Malachas. Now that you know, right? Lamites Malachas. So I'll tell you something just incredible when you look at that Mishnah. Does the Mishnah include the Shiurim of the Malachas? Does the Mishnah include the Shiurim? Or does it not? So I'll just tell you a statement of fact. No? In 34, no, in 5 years. That's a fact. No? The Mishnah presents the Lamites Malachos. 5 of them, the Mishnah tells you the Shir. And in the vast, vast, vast majority, in 34 of them, the Mishnah does not tell you the Shir. Wow, wow. So, that's like a one-line Tosos, no? A one-line Tosos, Shabbos, and Gimel Aleph, Dura Maschal Ha'oseh, Sorech Lefarish. Tosos gives you some homework, no? You know, you have to really understand, you have to really explain. Lama Pirish Khan, how come in five of the cases, wow, in Batenirim, in Oreg, in Potseya, in Topher, in Kosei, The Torah mentions the shir, tfei mi b'shar, and not in all the other cases. That's the Tosas, no? Tosas says, let me give you some homework, food for thought. Why in the world, in five cases, does the Torah mention the shir, the Mishnah mentions, and in 34 cases, the Mishnah does not? And that's how Tosas ends. That's how Tosas ends. That's like a heavy kasha, no? Like, why in the world should that be true? Why in the world should that be true? So I'll tell you the following. When it comes to the shiurim of the malachas, you know, the Mishnah in Shabbos Tefayim Gimel is not interested in telling you the shiurim, no? Yeah, you learn the Masechta, you'll figure out the shiurim. You know what the Mishnah is interested in doing? Presenting the Lamedtes Malachos. These are the Lamedtes Malachos. These are the Lamedtes Malachos. So forget about the why question. Let me just tell you like the fact. I guess what the Mishnah is telling you is that in five of the cases, the shear is built into the Malacha. And in the vast majority of cases, that's not true. That's not true. In five of the cases, the shear is an inherent part of the malacha to the extent that if you don't meet the requirement of shear, the malacha is incomplete. And in the vast majority of cases, that really is not true, that there is a din shear. How much is necessary to be chayiv skila, or chatas, or kares, but the malacha is complete even if you don't meet the threshold of shir. If I could somehow demonstrate that, that would be incredible, no? You know what? The Mishnah is only interested in presenting the malacha. But in these cases, the malacha is built into the fabric of the malacha contains the shir. And in these others, you know what? The shear is independent of the Heftah Shemalacha. Wow, wow. Is there any basis to assume that that would be true? Is there any basis to assume that that's true? So you know what I'm going to tell you? In five cases, the shear is part of the Heftah Shemalacha. The shear is built into the definition of Malacha itself. Let me give you an example. Tosu starts with Shnei Batinim. There's a malacha d'araisa on Shabbos in setting up a loom. Setting up a loom. No? How many Batinim would you think you need to violate this issue? So I'll tell you the following. If somebody were to tell me one, I would say, that really doesn't sit well with me. No? Because with one base near, with one ring, you can't weave. Weaving requires that you have to have vertical strings, horizontal strings, you have to be able to manipulate them. No? You have to have a loop and a warp. No? Otherwise, you can't weave. Somebody would say you're chayiv for setting up a loom with one ring. You can't weave with one ring. Let's say someone would tell you the following. You know what the shear batinirin is? 10. You have to set up 10 rings. I would say, to me that sounds like overkill. No? You don't need 10 rings to loom. To set up your loom to weave, you don't need 10. So you ask the expert, how many rings do you need to set up a loom? You know what the answer is going to be? Surprise, no? Two. No? You need two batinirin in order for the apparatus to function. And the malach is setting up the... You know what I would tell you? That's hilchasa. That's like halacha. You know what I would tell you in halacha Moshe Nisina? I would say this. You know what? What is the shira borin? You know what? The shira is a kagrogris. Let's say someone said the shira is a kazayis. You know what I'll tell the guy? That's wrong. Let's say a guy would say the shira is kabetz. I'd say, no, you're wrong. Oh, the shir's kadei sviya. You're wrong. Is it ludicrous? It's not ludicrous, it's just wrong. It's just wrong, no? If I were to say the Shira Bataneirin is 10, you know what I would say? That's ludicrous. The Malach is setting up a loom. You don't need 10 rings to set up a loom. All you need are 2 rings. Horizontal ring and a vertical ring. So if the Mishnah is interested in presenting the Malacha of Bataneirin, well, this is not an extraneous shear, but rather this is part of the definition of setting up the loom, batinirim. Wow. You know, a person is oreg. When a person goes there and engages an aringa, it's not so easy to weave if all you have is a single thread. A single thread. Of course, the shear of oreg is not going to be a single thread. Oh, the shear of oreg, you're 10 threads. 10 threads? What do you need 10 threads? You can weave with 2 threads, no? I would tell you, part of the definition of the weaving process is shnei chutin. I understand that. There's a malach of tofeh. You know what? Tefira requires shtei tefirot. If all you do is you take a thread and you stitch it through and you don't double it back, okay, there's no chibur. Tofer, by definition, requires shtei tefiros. Oreg v'yishtayu shnei chutin. A beis nir requires shnei batinirim. These shirim are true by definition of the malacha. Isn't that clear? So maybe there's one case, you'll ask me, okay, I'm almost convinced. But what about kosei? The Mishnah tells you this year. The shir is kosev shtei osiyos. So you have to assume the same halachos. If I write a single letter, it's not that I didn't write a sufficient amount. My writing is insufficient. I didn't eat the necessary amount. But writing one letter is not writing. That sounds a little odd, no? I would have said that, you know what, that kosei doesn't sit so well. Because you write a single letter, that's an act of ksiva. Okay, there's a shir, shtei osios. But is that really a fair parallel? That writing one letter is like a single beis nir? That it's not called setting up a loom and it's not called writing? Okay, you'd have to prove that to me. So you know what? Let me prove it to you. No. And now we're good to go. Now, what's the source of kosei? I'll tell you it's true in Makar, and I'll tell you it's true in Halacha. What's the source of kosei? Rashi writes Shabbos Ayin Gimel. Kosei is labeling the crushing. That's kosei. You want to go ahead and direct the Mishkan. And you know what? You're going to dismantle the Mishkan. And you want to reassemble the Mishkan. And you better make sure that you reassemble it exactly the way it was set up. Otherwise, this Keresh is going to get furious, no? This Keresh is going to turn to you and say, I belong in the Kodesh Kadashim. And you're putting me someplace else. How in the world? No? You have to maintain the exact same configuration. The Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, you know, that there's a different level of Kedusha to the Tzitzis that are in front of you, that you always see, as opposed to the Tzitzis that are behind you. And that's the minhag of having an Atara. Because if you don't have an Atara, tomorrow I'm going to put the Talis on backwards. In which case, that which is in front is now in back. Back is front. And you know, the guy who's in front is going to be very angry at you because, you know what? I belong in front, not belong in back. My limbo kodesh. I'll tell you in a minute. No, you should make like a silver or gold altar for tzitzis, a talis katan. No, because you have to be careful. No, front should be front. Back should be back. No, I would just make a little simon, you know, on your talis katan to make sure you're always putting it on the same way because, you know, you're tired in the morning. You flip it around and the guys in front are going to get very angry at you, you know, because we belong in the You have to be careful. No, don't flip us to the back. Rashi writes, that's kosev. The source of kosev, Rashi writes, is labeling the crushing. There is an Avnezer, Kuf Tzadi Tes. The Avnezer writes that, you know what the source of kosev is? The big tekuna, the choshen, the names of the shifteka, formation of words. Whoa. That's the source of kosev. Kosev is not just writing. Kosev is labeling or forming a word. Mufurish and Gemara, if I write one letter on this side of the wall, and guess what? I go to the back and I put another on the other side of the wall, that's not called Shtei Osios, because it's Mechuser Kreva. There's no way you can take letter A and letter B and put them together. Well, that chibur is critical for ksiva. Why is that chibur critical for ksiva? Because the source of the malacha is labeling. The source of the malacha is forming words. And it cannot be just, you know, mechuser maisa. I put a letter here, you can put them together. It's only mechuser kreva. But if I put it here on the other side of the wall, you have to chisel out the wall and put it next to each other. That's not called Shtei Osios. And I'll tell you a stunning chiddush. Take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Yud Aleph Tes, Mefurish and Magid Mishnah. The Rambam writes the following. If you write an Aleph and a Beis on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. Whoa. You write a Shin and a Shin on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. Magid Mishnah writes, but according to the Rambam Shita, if you write an Aleph and an Aleph, you're not Chayiv. Aleph, Beis, Shin, Shin. Take a look at Magid Mishnah, take a look at Avnezer, like unbelievable. The Rambam wrote, there are two sources for Kosev on Shabbos. One is labeling, and one is the formation of words. Wow. One is Krush, and one is Big Day Kuhuna. How do they label a Big Day Kuhuna? You know what the Rambam Shita is? How do you label your circle boards? No? So I would say, you know, part of Klal Yisrael, they'll put an Aleph on one board, and on the adjacent board, they'll put a Beis. Okay. Maybe the other half of Klal Yisrael, they'll put an Aleph on one board, they'll put an Aleph on the next board. And you put the Alephs together. Now, you know, this board goes next to this board. The Rambam was the former. The Rambam said when you label two different characters, an Aleph and a Beis. So you know what the Rambam sheet is? You're Chayiv if you write two different characters, or you're Chayiv if you write two letters that form a word. So Aleph and Beis are two different characters. Shin and Shin is a word. No? Sheish? Aleph and Aleph is not a word. You're not Chayim. That's the Rambam Shita. That's pretty stunning. No? That's pretty stunning. You know what you see from here? That the Malach is not just writing. The Malach is labeling. The Malach is formation of words. Labeling, by essence, requires the Rambam two characters. A formation of words. In Lashon HaKodesh, there is no word that is a single character. You know what I would tell you when you see the basis of the Malach of Kosev? You know what I would argue? Yeah, you know what? Kosev to me is like Shnei Batei Nirim. And that is anything short of the Shir, right? Is not the Malacha. You want me to phrase it differently? I'll tell you the following. When it comes to those five cases, a Chatzi Shir, to use like the Hador Ziri, is a Chatzi Malacha. It's a Chatzi Malacha. It's not just a Chatzi Shir. If I'm Borer, Pachos Mikoseves, it's an act of Borer, but it's Pachos Mikashir. But if I just set up a single base near, that's not just a Chatzi Shir. That's like an Akiruth Ad Hanacha. That's a Chatzi Malacha. Wow. Also, I'll tell you the following. Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that in five cases, the Shir is part of the definition of the Malacha. And in the vast majority of cases, the Shir is not. What would an afkamina be? Whether the Shir is part of the definition of the Malacha, whether or not. If I only do half of that, would you call that a Chatzi Shir? Or would you call that a Chatzi Malacha? I would say, you know what? In 34 cases, I would call that a chatzi shir. And in 5 cases, I would call that a chatzi malacha. Mamay nafkamina, chatzi shir, Rashi writes as osim in a Torah. But in a handful of cases, if a chatzi shir is a chatzi malacha, it's like an akira tara anacha, that's only giving us a drama. So Rashi Shabbos taf ayin dalet. When it comes to boder, when it comes to ofer, Rashi writes that chatzi shir is less than that Torah. That's great. You know what the problem is? It gets a tosefta. Because tosefta beitza, no? Dalabeis. Chatzi shir is only nisid rabbana. What are the two examples of the tosefta? No? Whoa. No? Oregon kosev. Oregon kosev. Yeah. Oregon kosev are two of the cases that the Mishnah mentions the shir. The shir. Where this is not simply a din shir, this is already part of the definition of the malacha, and there's no issa d'araisa for a chatzi malacha. There's an issa d'araisa for a chatzi shir. And I will tell you, not only akash against Rashi, I will tell you that's exactly Rashi Shita. When the Tosefta is telling you that there are certain times of sinsid rabbanon, why in the world did that Tosefta pick on oreg and pick on kosev? Why? No, because the Tosefta is only referring to the hand. It could have mentioned also batei nirin, but those are the examples the Tosefta is giving you of cases where the malachi is built into. That I think is an important distinction. And now we'll have to speak about. And what about achila on Yom Kippur? Achil Yom Kippur. You know what? If one is going to argue that, you know what, that the Isser is one of Yisuvei Das, it's something which is a shir, which is rooted in the definition, the Hagdara Sayisim, maybe that's very different than Halacha Moshe Misinai. In Halacha Moshe Misinai there, I could have envisioned many different shirim, but Hilchasa, this indeed is considered to be the shir. And these are two fundamentally very important days in Rashi. The shir of Kazayis and Machalos Asuris is Halacha Moshe Misinai. But if the Torah says V'nisim, and there's a shir of Yisuvei Das, is that similar to the shirim of Chatzi Malacha? Or is that similar to the Halacha B'Chala Torah Kula, Chatzi Shir? This will have to kind of now plug back in, no? But I think, in terms of Malacha Shabbos, I think that's something which is critical. No? That last point of the Pagos Asher. Let me ask when it comes to Otsa. What is the Shir of Otsa? The Shir of Otsa. You know what the answer is? It all depends on what you're carrying. No? It all depends on what you're carrying. So all of those Shirim, is that Halacha Moshe Misinai? See, that's I wanted you to see the Rambam. What the Rambam can write in a couple words is like, you know, the Rambam writes, Perek Yudches, Halacha Aleph, Nukha Shabbos, the Rambam, you should realize. Otsa has many, many, many different shirim. How do I determine what the shir is? You know, the Rambam's answer is not, well, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai with a telephone book of millions and millions and millions of items. In each one, I'll look up the shir and I'll tell you what it is. The Rambam uses those two words. Shir hamoed. Shir hamoed. Right? The shir that works. The shir that works. If it's machal adam, the shir is what a person would normally eat. If it's machal gamal, machal para, the shir is, it all depends on what type of food you're dealing with. The Rambam writes the Chiddush. If it's fresh and people eat it, the shir is a kagrogres. And guess what? If it's all dried out and people wouldn't eat it, have to give it to your animal, the shir is going to be different. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam uses the term shir hamoil, shir hamoil. Yeah, that's what we call a functional, a utilitarian shir. It means if you reach this amount, it works. And less than that, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Just like that kli with the kamaloha rimon, that if the kli is so broken, it no longer functions, Is that so obvious? Leochasa? Yeah, that Ben Yeshua says that sounds like a sarab shitta, that it loses the status of a kli if it no longer functions as a kli. You don't need the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for that. And now you have to go through which shiurim are hilchasa, and which shiurim are what we call the shiur hamoel, right? And nafkaminas, maybe one possible nafkamina is if it's pachos mikashir. If it's a din shiur, pachos mikashir still has integrity. If it's a shiur hamoel and pachos mikashir is eno moel, who says that's an issur d'oraisa? Maybe that's only a gzera of shemiyava v'chazis derufe. This is what we'll have to piece together. Again, chazer these makaras. I think it's an important hagdara when it comes to shirei Torah. We'll see some other examples as well.